The House version of Senate Bill 350, which privatizes services like adoption, foster care, and case management, initially failed when it first came up for a vote Tuesday. Here's House Speaker David Ralston reading the final vote count.
The ayes are 88. The nays are 83. This bill, having failed to receive the requisite constitutional majority, has therefore failed.
But the measure survived after House members voted overwhelmingly to reconsider the vote and took up the bill later in the day. Republican Wendell Willard chairs the House committee that brought the bill forward. He says the abrupt change of heart came because House members now see it as the only way to keep the Senate's version from becoming law.
We know the Senate had a great deal of interest in the program, and this was the only bill that we could continue using for the purpose of negotiating and seeing if we come up with an acceptable plan to both houses.
Under the House version, the state would roll out a pilot program for privatizing child welfare in a handful of areas around Georgia's to monitor for 2 years. In the Senate, where the bill originated, the state would begin privatizing those services statewide starting late next year. Willard says there's been a lot of politics as both chambers fight to keep their version alive. Democratic Representative Mary Margaret Oliver echoed that sentiment.
It's been used as a vehicle to stop a lot of bills. Two of the bills I cared about got stopped based on the conflict around Senate Bill 350, so there's a lot of anxiety.
Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle has strongly endorsed the Senate version. Oliver says the House is right to keep pushing for its version of privatization.
We cannot accept the Senate's version of 350 to privatize hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer money for child welfare services when we don't have any confidence and don't have any real vision of what's going to be accomplished.
The Senate version is currently attached to three different bills scheduled to come up for a vote this week, including a controversial plan that would give the legislature, rather than the governor, the power to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. As for the House version, it now heads back to the Senate for an up or down vote on the House's changes. Michelle Aloy, WABE News, the state capitol.